very important. I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the stream.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL. 9,000 completed.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. What did you think, Shane? Is that awesome?
Yes, that was pretty stellar. That was amazing.
Yeah. Yes, it was. I didn't make it. That's why it's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is really good. Yeah.
Thor made it for me.
That's pretty awesome.
Welcome, Shane.
Why, thank you.
Shane is here. Justine's supposed to be here as well. Justine said she was on her way. Maybe she got lost. She probably got lost. I don't know. I don't got a lot to say. I had the weirdest night of sleep yesterday. I was just explaining to Shane that I was up at about 3 or 4 in the morning because at about like 2 in the morning, I decided that it would be a good time to build IKEA CD towers in the dark. The lights and the electricity work in my house, but I guess like late at night, I think differently. Because I was like, I don't want to wake anybody up, even though turning on the lights in my room won't wake anybody up. At the time, it felt logical. So I didn't have any of the lights on, and I built IKEA CD towers in the dark until like 4 in the morning.
Did you have any extra pieces left over?
Yeah, I did. And at some point, I couldn't figure out the shelves. I was like, wait, these don't sit properly, and I just left them anyways. I had pieces left over, and then there were pieces I couldn't find. The screws that bolt the tower to the wall, I couldn't find them. So it's not bolted to the wall right now.
Imminent danger.
Yeah, yes. That's okay. That's all right. The shells are all askew and slanted, so it's a disaster waiting to happen. And then I naturally woke up at like 7:30 or 8 this morning, and I woke up with a start, and I don't know why, and I stared up at the ceiling, and there was like a huge spider on my ceiling. And I don't hate spiders, I'm just really freaked out by them. And I lay in bed watching it for like 10 minutes, watching its movement. And every time it kind of fell a bit, I'd get freaked out. I'd be like, ah, thinking that it would fall on me or something. And I was too petrified to move. And at a certain point, I got out of bed, got a vacuum, stood on a chair, and vacuumed the spider off of my ceiling. Left the vacuum running for a while, turned it off, and then went back to bed. So I have not had like a good night's sleep. My life is so I don't even know why, but yeah, I've had like 2 or 3 barbecues all week.
Oh, really?
My new place. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's been pretty sweet. That's about it. Just been working a lot. Itchy.
That's really exciting.
Shane has some music to play today.
Yeah, I have a few songs. Yep. To play today.
Just a few. He wanted to play Cradle of Filth, but I don't have any.
Oh, I know.
But maybe I have, we might have Cradle of Filth here at the station. I am going to be honest, I didn't check. I just know that I personally don't have any. that's what I'm saying. But I'll check for you. But I started off today's show with 3 Inches of Blood. Off of their latest album, Fire Up the Blades, that song was called, Forest King. And I believe they're on Roadrunner or something. They're in something big. Bison have a new album out. They're called Bison BC. Bison BC. They are signed to Metal Blade Records now. This is a new album, Shane.
Hey,
you're
nice.
Looking at it.
Metal Blade, the big time.
Yep. They got signed for like a 6-figure deal or something like that, or something huge.
I do like the song titles. Those are pretty cool.
They're like what? What are some of the
Well, Dark Tower stands out to me right away.
Yeah.
You know, as somebody who's gamed a fair bit, whenever, you know, you tend to see a Dark Tower, you're thinking, oh man, there's going to be some wicked magical items in that tower.
That's the last Dungeons & Dragons campaign that I played. We came across a glowing dark tower, if you will. Mm. And we just completely avoided it.
Really?
Let's not go there. Our dungeon master was like, no, why don't you guys go there? And then he made like a character come out. He's like, look, this guy wants you to help him find his magic ring, and he says there's lots of treasure. And we're like, no, we're not going here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we went up to the door, and then I was like, I don't want to go here, guys. Let's not do this.
Primal emptiness of outer space.
Maybe we'll play that song.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, we're going to stop bantering about this, and I'm going to play. There are a lot of shows coming up. I meant to go buy tickets for a lot of shows last week, but I don't know. Life got busy. I was out of town for like half a week, and then I came back and forgot about it. But maybe I should go buy tickets today or tomorrow for King Kong and the Barbecue Show or the Cancer Bats or maybe even Metallica. I don't know. Maybe Baroness. There are a lot of shows coming up that I should probably buy.
Did you listen to the new Metallica?
Nope. But I want to see the opening band, The Sword, who I'm going to play right now.
Oh, wicked.
Yep, this is The Sword on We All Fall Down. Wait, is it? Oh, I hope so.
Thank you. out a cloud.
The 27th Annual Vancouver International Film Festival will be held September 25th to October 10th, 2008. VIFF is among the largest film festivals in North America and is one of the largest cultural events in Canada. The broad spectrum of fiction and non-fiction films from around the world is divided into the following sections. The Ark, Elements and Animals. Dragons and Tigers, The Cinemas of East Asia. Non-fiction features. Canadian Images, Cinema of Our Time, and Spotlights on France.
Films are screened on the following 10 screens: Empire Granville 7 Cinemas, Van City Theatre at the Vancouver International Film Centre, Pacific Cinematheque, Ridge Theatre. To purchase tickets, visit the Vancouver International Film Festival Centre on Seymour. For information, check out www.viff.org or call 604-683-FILM. That's 604-683-3456.
Yes, it comes in a downward direction. It disintegrates, dissolves, and melts everything.
It's a party. Everybody showed up all at once. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Shane's here. You know that. Gerald's here, too. And Justine just showed up. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, man. Now I don't know what to talk about. I just played The Jolts off of their latest album, Haute Voltage. That song is called The Bargain. And I remember hearing the demo for that song a long time ago, and I don't remember the crazy piano bit they added at the end. So, it's awesome, I guess. Yeah? Shane's not in. Shane. Whatever, Shane. Yeah.
It wasn't heavy enough.
Whatever. And then before
I thought
that,
the show had heavy metal.
It does. It did. I just played The Sword off of their latest album, Gods of the Earth.
That
song
was
called To Take the Black. And actually, at the end of that CD, there's a bonus track where they all play acoustic guitars, or in my mind, they're playing lutes of like the riff of that song, and they're jamming out. And that song gets pretty heavy at some points, but they just like play the entire song through lutes, and it's awesome. I love it. Gerald, did I tell you about my big shiny lutes idea?
Big shiny lutes?
Big shiny lutes. Not to be confused with much lutes. Nope. We'll talk later. Shane wanted to play some music right now.
Absolutely.
We're going to play a band called Nashville Pussy. I don't think I've ever played them on my show before.
Pussy, what an experience it was. First time I saw them was with my friend Rob McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sometime in August of 98, I think it was, at the Starfish Room. The bass player blew fire. It was awesome. It was so cool. But because she was so incredibly attractive, when she took the swig of Overproof and brought the torch out, none of the guys in the front row moved, and my friend Rob said, I think we should move to the back now. And I was like, why? And he's like, I think we should move to the back now. So we moved to the back, and she blew the first fireball, and man, did a few guys go home with no eyebrows that night. Yeah, it was very cool. They kicked ass. What an awesome band. This is from the album from that tour that year.
Is that all you want to say?
Well, we'll continue later. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, Nashville Pussy rocks, and they're coming October 9th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk more about that later. Okay. What is the song called?
Go Motherfucker Go.
On CITR.
Go! 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 Go!
All right. That was the Cancer Bats off of their latest album, Hail Destroyer. That was the title track. And I am coming on the air right now because I have tickets to give away for a show that is happening this Monday. It is...
Is it for Metallica?
No, it's not the Metallica show. That's okay. Happening in December.
All right.
It is called I Have Tickets to Give Away, one pair of tickets for the Exhumed to Consume tour. Oh. Featuring Carcass, Suffocation, 1349, Aborted, and Rotten Sound.
I could really dig that.
I suppose so. At the Commodore Ballroom, that is happening this Monday. Wait! This Monday, September 22nd. So if you want to go see Carcass, I'll send you
a friend.
Is this for
free?
This
like,
is for
tickets
free.
For free?
Yes, the phone number is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. I'm going to play Carcass now, and I'm a bit afraid myself, but the song's only like a minute long, so maybe if it's really, really scary.
Should we put a drop cloth in the studio? Is there going to be blood everywhere after this?
Look, okay, I don't know. I don't... Carcass...
Is this like when Guar puts the girl in the meat grinder? Is it going to get crazy?
Oh, Jesus. Whatever. Call in if you want to go to Carcass for free. Try singing along.
Locked in a shell.
CD player. No, no, I didn't actually. Nope, nothing it's happened. Repairable. Nothing. It, I'm sure it's fine. Oh,
totally
Jesus.
Looks repairable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I?
It's only a faceplate. No big look.
Okay.
It's okay.
Things break when I touch them. I can look. There we go.
Oh, see?
There
totally.
We go. Ugh,
yeah.
That was close. I just played King Kong, a barbecue show off of What's for Dinner. That song was called Captain Capkin. Blah. Captain, because they are coming to Vancouver. They're playing a show in November. I need to pick up tickets before all of you guys do. Before that, I played Jawbreaker off of Dear You. That song is called Oyster. And prior to that, I played Carcass off of that lovely album, Reek of Putrefaction. That song is called Carbonized Eye Sockets.
That was amazing how many lights lit up when you were giving away those tickets.
I thought no one would call in.
That was crazy.
Like, who wants to go to Carcass? Apparently everybody.
Yeah.
that's awesome. And I played the Cancer Brats, I think, before that, and Nashville Pussy before that. You can check out my playlist online if you wish to do so at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and I update those playlists weekly. Ooh, I didn't last week. Theoretically, I do every week. And you can even download podcasts for this show and many other shows, like Daryl's show, through our website, which is www.citr.ca. Right, man?
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
There's a DJ meeting. tonight at 6:30 if there are any other CITR DJs listening. FYI, Daryl didn't know, so I'm guessing that a whole bunch of other people don't know either. I'm going to play... What do we have next, Shane? Shane wanted to play a song.
We're going to play the Ramones.
I love the Ramones.
Yeah, and you know...
they are my favorite band. I will go out on a limb and say that.
You know, I just thought they were like a band before I met my friend Rob McNeil, but he totally showed me the way of the Ramones, and that led to many other things like the Stooges, and the list goes on and on and on. But one of Rob's biggest influences was definitely the Ramones. Rob had like the world's most evil cat named Iggy, you know, comparable to Iggy Pop. Absolutely.
Cats.
Yeah. Iggy, so evil, so Rob with the Ramones. I want to hear some Pet Cemetery. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I see what you did there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I queued up the Ramones track, the track for Pet Cemetery, and the track number, it says that the track is like 4 minutes and 16 seconds long, which doesn't make any sense in my mind. Should be like it's a crazy. Minute or something, but
well, you know,
maybe it'll just fly by.
Because you know, this is a live album. This is actually my favorite live album of all time, mm-hmm. Ramones Loco Live. You know, it probably has talking, and it probably continues into the next track. So that's probably why it says 4 minutes.
Okay, well, we'll see. Okay. See how it goes. This is the Ramones on We All Fall Down. Then it just cuts out, but then the song just ends, and it doesn't give me enough time to segue to something else because
well,
I have
he was
not
just gonna say
something
it.
Else up.
The next one's just a sing along, kiddies.
Kiddies.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that what they say
that.
Every time?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Or they just start off with 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. Yeah.
You can't have the go without the four.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
I'm going to play Vancouver. Maybe I'll play Bison. No, I'll play Bison afterwards. I'll play Vancouver right now.
Okay.
Awkward silence. Okay, bye. You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Shane's here. That was Vancouver. Off of their latest album, Canadian Tuxedo, that song was called Phone Calls. And prior to that, Ramones, off of their live album, Loco Live. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yep. That song was a live version of Pet Sematary, going out to...
Rob McNeil.
Indeed. I am just going to run through some concert listings super quick. I realized that I forgot to do so a while ago, maybe like 10 minutes ago, so I'm just going to give you some highlights. Tomorrow you can check out the, I believe it's the 30th anniversary of DOA.
Yeah.
Yep. They're playing a show with Dayglo Abortions and the Transmitters.
Transmitters rock!
At the Commodore Ballroom. Bryce totally paid Shane to say that. just saying. the Transmitters are also playing in a couple weeks with the Beelines, or a couple... days, I suppose, and Mean Jeans and Stolen Minx. That is happening September 26th at the Astoria. The Remores are playing November 1st at the Cobalt.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, I want to announce this show just because I like saying the band names. In Flames is coming to town with All That Remains, Gojira, and a band called 36 Crazy Fists.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, my God. I hear Chuck Norris is on guitar for those
not
guys.
35. 36. 36 wow. Crazy Fists.
That's
November
awesome.
17th at the Commodore Ballroom. The Cancer Bats are coming back to Vancouver September 28th at the Media Club. got to buy tickets for that.
That's quite intimate at the Media Club.
It'll be good.
Yes.
They're playing two shows in Victoria, but only one here in Vancouver.
Held over in Victoria? The Cancer Bats?
Whatever.
Crazy.
Whatever. Victoria's lucky. They get two shows. Comeback Kid are coming to town with Misery Signals and Shai Hulud October 8th at the Plaza Club. King Kong and Barbecue Show are playing November... Oh, is that a 7 or a 2? Had the same problem last week. I think it's a 7.
Yeah,
November
7
at the Biltmore Cabaret. Gwar is coming to Vancouver November 10th at the Commodore. Baroness is playing with Bison BC, who released a new album, and I was going to play it today, but I didn't. I want to play a song called Wendigo Part 1, Quest for Fire. But I think I'm going to run out of time, so I will definitely play them next week. That is happening October 2nd at Pat's Pub. Oh, that's going to be intimate. and that I think that's all. That's okay. All. Dragon Force is coming in December as well. But, I mean, everybody's probably heard about that. So
get your D20s out, everybody.
What?
Dragon Force.
No, they're not about Dungeons and Dragons at all.
I like the name.
They're all about, you know, conquering and the... I don't know.
About conquering.
They're just about, you know, conquering the enemy for flame and victory and shit like that. I don't know. It's like, it's 2 hours of guitar wankery.
Really?
Well, it's still awesome and fun.
Got a good name, though.
I saw them, I don't think it was the last time they were here, but at some point I saw them play and their guitarist had like a 10-minute guitar solo.
Are you joking?
Like, I left and I came back and he was still...
How many keys were on his guitar?
I don't know. I didn't stay there long enough to watch it all. that's all for me right now. What was I going to do? Did I cue up music?
No.
Oh, thanks,
just
Shane.
Let the last song end. And...
Okay, what track number? What are we talking about? Who are we playing, Shane?
Okay, so there's a little background to this song. Years ago, my friend Rob McNeil and I were sitting around, and I put this album on, which is Danzig 4.
Mm-hmm.
Before Chuck Biscuits was out of the band, and John Christ, and, you know, Erie Vaughan. But the big part of this is, I said the next track, I want you to play this at my funeral, Rob. And, of course, he thought it was totally appropriate, and he was like, damn, I wish I would have thought of that. So... unfortunately, Rob passed away over the long weekend. He was probably the most amazing guitarist I ever had the chance to record with. Beautiful person, just awesome dude, and he really taught me what rock and roll was all about. And this song is for Rob, and it's titled... What? Going Down to Die.
Bye.
Glenn Danzig.
And that's how we're going to end off the show today. So thank you very much to everyone that called in, everyone that listened in today. You can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Stay tuned. Robin and the Inkstuds are coming up next at 2:00. And then at 3, Brennan and Cody are coming in to do Crimes and Treasons.
And listen to your own albums of Cradle of Filth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, forgot about that.
Do
Sorry.
It for Rob.
Sorry, bud. This is Danzig on We All Fall Down. I hope.
And I know I've failed. In my heart, there's a way, and it swirls up again. It's so loud, it drowns my mind. Till the coin that I pass to the fair.